Welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, the podcast. We hope you'll be able to join us each time as we delve into all that is musical and drama theatre. Right, quick question for you. What happens when a priceless antique clock on stage decides to double as a water feature? True story. Mid-act two, it started leaking onto the set. The lead actor nearly slipped in full costume, and the props team calmly swapped it for a replica in under a minute while the orchestra hid it with a fortuitous piano flourish. That tiny swap saved the scene and the actor's dignity. We're lifting the curtain on the tiny objects that do the heavy dramatic lifting.
And musical props matter a lot. We'll give you three practical insights: how props are chosen and adapted, how continuity and safety are kept watertight, and a handful of unforgettable mishaps and fixes. To help us, we've invited two theatre professionals, a senior props master with decades of hands-on experience, and Sam, a veteran stage manager who runs the backstage engine with quiet precision. Say hello.
Hi, everyone. Really glad to be here. I spend my days sourcing, building, and modifying just about anything an actor might pick up, from teacups that never break to swords that look dangerous but are actually foam. A typical day might start with a shopping list and end with glue on my fingertips and a prop that has to work the next night. I love the creative problem-solving, making something look convincingly real while keeping it safe and repeatable.
Hello. My job is making sure the machine of the show runs the same way every night. That means tracking props, cues, quick changes, and safety checks. I call the show, I coordinate the crew, and I try to foresee what might go wrong before it does. What I love most is seeing the system work, people moving like clockwork, so the audience sees seamless theatre.
How do you balance authenticity with budget and the practical need for repeatability? You can't exactly hand an actor a 200-year-old teapot every night.
Great question. We start with what supports the story: the look, the weight, the sound. Then we decide whether to source, replicate, or adapt. Often a replica is best. It looks right, but is reinforced to survive 100 shows. Sometimes we use cheap paint and patina to age a modern object, or 3D print a fragile item, then cast it in a tougher resin. The trick is building in mechanical reliability: hidden screws, reinforced handles, so actors can rely on the prop without thinking about it.
And does that mean some props are deliberately made lighter or dulled down for safety? For example, weapons in fight scenes.
Exactly. A sword might be foam with a metallic finish, or a stage dagger will have a blunted edge and a breakaway tip. We always build to the action. Full contact needs different construction to a purely decorative piece, and every prop gets a risk assessment. If an item could hurt someone, we redesign the interaction so it looks dramatic but is safe.
Continuity and safety. How do you make sure the same mug is in the same actor's hand every night? And how do you manage last-minute changes?
Continuity is all about systems. We label props, store them in a props table with photos and notes, and log every change in the prompt book. For quick changes, we rehearse choreography: who hands what to whom, how it's hidden, timing down to a beat. For safety, we run checks: weapons inspected before every performance and during tech rehearsals, checks for trip hazards, clear instructions for actors on how to handle a prop. If something goes wrong, we have fallback props in a kit: spare mugs, taped handles, even a duplicate chair. The goal is to never let the audience see the panic.
That spare kit idea is brilliant and reassuring. Now for main point three: memorable mishaps and triumphs. Give us a story that captures the human side of this craft.
One night, a cake that was meant to survive a scene collapsed spectacularly under the actor's hand. Instead of stopping, the actor improvised a line. We rolled a pre-baked fake cake into place from stage left, and a stagehand slid the debris off stage. The audience laughed at the improvised line, and the scene landed better than rehearsed. It was a reminder that improvisation and calm crew work can turn disaster into delight.
My favourite was a safety decision that saved a cast member.
A prop ladder looked fine in rehearsal, but frayed ropes appeared during the run. We paused performances to fit a safer alternative and rewrote the blocking to remove the risky action. It cost a week of changes, but keeping people safe is non-negotiable. The audience never knew. That's the point.
Deep dive. Quick practical tips for audience members. Look for continuity cues. Notice how an actor handles props. Confident handling usually signals a well-rehearsed system. If a prop gets swapped, the stage crew are usually moving just out of sight, but with purpose. And a little piece of jargon. When we say props table, that's the backstage HQ for small items. Set dress are the bigger background pieces that stay put.
Three takeaways to leave you with. 1. Authenticity is engineered, not found. Many old items are modern replicas. 2. Continuity is a system. Labels, photos, and rehearsal choreography make the magic repeatable. 3. Safety comes first. If something looks risky, actors and crew will always choose a safer solution, even if you never spot the change. Those are great notes for anyone going to a show next week.
If you enjoyed this backstage peek, next week we'll be talking about the tech that makes musicals soar, lighting plots, follow spots, and the people who run them. But before we go, a quick invitation. We'd love your feedback and any prop oddities you've spotted in the stalls.
Thanks for tuning in, and join us next time for more Theatre Nuggets. Until then, it's Matthew and Donna saying goodbye. And make sure you tune in to Grease Paint and Stage Lights on your local radio station, and visit Grease Paint and Stage Light, the radio show's website. Until next time, keep enjoying theatre and all it has to offer.